The Rocky Mountain Rangers, Episode 5, A Space to Make. It was a narrow escape. The Rangers hightailed it away from Dr. Tri under the flower fog that Zack unleashed, but something about it didn't quite feel right.
Am I the only one who thinks we should have stayed?
Yeah, after all, it is our fort.
Sure, but it was his stonefly.
And then the Rangers remembered why Dr. Tri had showed up in the first place.
Yeah, now he has it back and will never figure out what he's going to do.
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, because I kind of grabbed it, all the little bits and pieces too.
That's awesome, but can we remember how to put it together? That thing's like a puzzle.
I think I can remember.
Yeah, but where will we take it? We need tools and lights.
I know just the place.
So the Rangers followed Mimi through the woods and along the banks of Bozeman Creek. Of course, you can't walk along a creek without throwing rocks, so a bit of a splash contest ensued.
Easy, guys. We can't show up all dripping wet.
Why not? Where are we even going?
We're going there.
They had reached the clearing, and their destination was just ahead.
Wait, that's the library. Where are we actually going?
That's where we're actually going. The library.
Well, I like the library and all, but we need an actual place to work.
Just trust me.
Sometimes trust is just a one-way street, an avenue where determined souls must walk alone, a boulevard of hopeful promises, a cul-de-sac where, well, you get the idea. The Rangers walked in, a ragtag crew trying their best not to stand out. They followed Mimi as she made her way up the stairs and past the rows and stacks of many, many books.
Do you think anyone's ever read every book?
That would be impossible.
Why would you even want to?
My uncle says there's a book for every person and a person for every book.
Rowan picked a random book off the shelf and read the title.
How to disappear and never be found.
Well, there you go. I think we know who that book is for.
Yeah, Dr. Tri should read that one for sure.
But think about it. If you ever read that book, no one would actually know.
That was a deep enough thought to give the Rangers some pause. Rowan kept the book, though, because maybe this book deserved a closer look. In the meantime, they had made it to their destination, and they were taken to a space of workbenches and work lights and tools.
Welcome to the makerspace.
Whoa, cool.
I'll say microscopes, sewing machines, and a 3D printer.
I wonder if they'll ever make a 1D printer.
1D? What does that even mean?
You know, one dimension.
What? Like the boy band?
No, not quite that shallow.
And with that, the Rangers got to work.
Okay, let's get a microscope and some tools.
Oh crud, I left my Frankenknife at the fort.
I'm sure it'll be there when we get back. In the meantime, let's gather some tools.
So through trial and error, the Rangers managed to get every gear in place. Every lever actuating, all systems working.
Well, that was actually easier than I thought.
Yeah, no leftover pieces, too.
Okay, let's put in some water and see if it'll come to life.
Good idea. I'll grab some straws. Torin, go fill up a pan with water.
The Rangers placed the pan on a workbench, and each Ranger picked up a straw. Zack began to play his straw like a flute.
Everybody ready?
Wait, listen.
Yeah, we heard. You can play the straw like a flute. Cool.
No, seriously. Listen!
The Rangers could hear voices outside the door.
Well, I am impressed. You've done such a marvelous job here.
It was Dr. Tri.
What? Seriously, how does that guy keep tracking us down?
That's it.
That's what?
He's tracking us. There must be a transmitter in the stonefly.
Of course. How could we not think of that?
Oh, I think you've done enough thinking for today. I'll take that.
Dr. Tri grabbed the titanium stonefly, and he placed it in his pocket.
And thank you for putting it back together.
That's when Zack noticed something attached to Dr. Tri's belt.
Oh no, my Frankenknife! He has my Frankenknife!
Indeed. And that's not all I've taken from you, Rangers.
And with that, the evil doctor turned around and left the building. Stay tuned for the next Rocky Mountain Ranger adventure when Rowan says...
Chapter 1, How to Disappear.
The Rocky Mountain Rangers would like to thank the Bozeman Library Foundation and Bozeman Sweet Pea Festival for their support. Thanks for tuning in. Find us online at mountainrangers.com.